Joseph.
You are listening to Legally Binding, a podcast brought to you by Jackson Corporate Law that is all about providing the business community with useful and practical legal tips and advice for growing and sustaining business ventures. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at www.jacksoncorporatelaw.com. We hope you enjoy. No, so today we're going to kind of continue on what I discussed last week. So last week I talked about how when you are trying to raise money for your business through private investors, you can't just go out and say, hey, dump $20,000 into my business, and then they give the money and that and everything is good. There are certain securities regulations that you have to follow. There are certain filings that you have to make with the Securities Exchange and Commission in order to ensure that the exchange of money was done in the right way. So today we're going to talk about one of the vehicles through which private capital is raised, and that is what's called the convertible note. So in the traditional business setting, when companies are starting up and they're looking for capital, they raise money through one of two ways, either debt financing or equity financing. Debt financing is you are in debt to somebody, you owe that money back. Equity financing is where you give up a piece of ownership of your business in exchange for capital, in exchange for money going into your business. So what a convertible note is a hybrid. So it is a debt instrument, so it's a loan that actually converts into equity at a later date. Now, a few reasons why this is used in the traditional business sense, but it's not really used in our community because we don't really understand how it works. So one reason is because at the outset, there's no real valuation on a business. So if someone's giving you $20,000, you can't really say what that $20,000 is worth in relation to your business value because there is no value. So we oftentimes throw out arbitrary numbers and say, all right, well, I'll give you 10% for that $20,000, and not even knowing if that is really 10%, not really knowing if your company is worth $200,000. Rather than using arbitrary numbers, you kick the valuation down the road and you say, we're going to value this at a later date. So right now, you give me $20,000 and it'll be a loan that will convert down the road. Now, for investors, this is good because as a loan, it gains interest over time. So your $20,000 gains interest, that's usually at 5 or 7%. So when it converts with the principal of the $20,000 plus the interest. And then you also usually buy in at a discount or a cap. So let's say that at valuation, you say that the shares of the company or each ownership percentage is worth $5, and you have a discount on it, right? So maybe you buy it at $3. So it really helps the person buying in to buy in at a lower number down the road at a higher rate because the interest has increased, and then. Understand that it's cheaper to execute. So a convertible note is a very useful tool for raising money early on, and it's something that we have to start utilizing more often in order to really start to build our business in a way where we're not using arbitrary numbers and facts and figures in order to raise capital at the outset. Once again, this has been Legally Binding, brought to you by Jackson Corporate Law. For more information, visit our website, www.jacksoncorporatelaw.com. And of course, don't forget to follow us on all forms of social media and subscribe to our podcast so that you can receive updates on each newly released episode. Until next time, we wish you continued success in life and in business.